Every 10 years, Americans are counted by the census. This has occurred since the 18th century beginning of the Republic. It's enshrined in the Constitution. The reason for this population count is simple. It's used to allocate U.S. representatives to ensure districts have equal representation in Congress. Over the years, these population tallies have also been used as the basis for funding an array of government programs, from grants to local police departments to programs such as Medicaid, which provides health coverage to the poor. What was once an arithmetic exercise has become fraught with politics. The reason? Because the census bureaucrats have proposed adding a citizenship question on the forms for the upcoming count. This might seem reasonable. Why wouldn't the government want to know where immigrants live? Well, in the age of Donald Trump, everything's partisan, from football players standing for the national anthem to citizenship. Last week, from the U.S. Capitol to the Rhode Island State House, a gaggle of voices rose up to blast this plan. Governor Gina Raimondo and Lieutenant Governor Dan McKee joined the mayors of Providence and Central Falls to oppose the plan to ask the citizenship question. They, Democrats all, are concerned that in the current atmosphere of anti-immigrant rhetoric and increased deportations, a citizenship question would spook non-citizens, leading them to avoid being counted. Trump's Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross says the citizenship query is needed to gather information necessary for enforcing the 1965 Voting Rights Act, which was designed to ensure that black citizens in the southern states have access to the ballot box. But in the current fractious political climate, the Democratic elected officials have a point. Immigration's become such a divisive issue that neither party trusts the other. There was once a left-right consensus for solving the illegal immigration issue with a path to citizenship for the nation's estimated 11 million undocumented people. That went out the window when Republican George W. Bush left the presidency and his party veered into the nationalist, anti-immigrant Trump right. Another issue is that fewer citizens trust either big government or big data. The daily torrent of revelations about widespread digital identity theft and the scraping of Facebook accounts only further erodes trust. We may not be in the dystopian world of George Orwell's 1984, but many citizens suspect that Big Brother is watching. And the census has not always been a benign population tally. At the beginning, the count required that slaves be counted as 3/5 of a person. Census data was also used in one of the most shameful instances of government misuse of such information, the internment of Japanese citizens on the West Coast during World War II. The census data was collected under strict confidentiality, but was used to identify neighborhoods where Japanese Americans lived so they could be detained during the war. Thankfully, America never had to answer the grim question of what would have happened to the Japanese in those camps had Japan been winning the war in 1944. It's obvious that undocumented immigrants would be wary of being counted by the government. When the president needs to play to his voter base of elderly white folks, he reliably invokes anti-immigrant rhetoric. Accusing immigrants of being everything from criminals to welfare cheats is a cheap applause line for this president. The grand irony here is that the U.S. Border Patrol reported recently that Southwest illegal border crossings are at a historic low. Between 2000 and 2017, the number of border apprehensions dropped by about 80%. The last time all U.S. households were asked about citizenship was in 1950. If the census isn't broken, why would we want to fix it?